Merry Christmas, everyone. It's George from Ireland, so I don't usually broadcast on Christmas Day, but I got to do it, sending out a message to the world. So, buon Natale, Feliz Natal, Krachun Fericit, Frohe Weihnachten. I'm just thinking, what is other language to say it in that I know a little bit of? Okay. So, Mutlu Noel and Sorojist Vom, although it's very early for that because it's 7th of January for them, the Ruskies. Ukrainians celebrating it on the 25th of December. They've changed. They've, you know, moved with the Gregorian calendar for this religious festival. So that's it. Joy to the world. So I really do enjoy this festival. Like the music. Should have gone to midnight mass. I was a bit sleepy because I had to get up at sort of 6 a.m. yesterday. Amazed I managed to stay awake to then. Could go to a mid-morning service, something like that. But I had been to a carol service sometime a little bit earlier. But just making this before I cycle off for Christmas lunch with those who are dear to me. Wow. Well, Christmas. But it's always spelled Christmas. We never pronounce the T for some reason. But then you can write it as Xmas and it's still pronounced Christmas. What else about it? So obviously, men be celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ to the Blessed Virgin Mary in Bethlehem. I don't know which year he was born. They reckoned, you know, 2024 years ago. If it's to do with whatever that bright shining star, that would suggest it's more like 4 BC or whatever. And in one of the Gospels, the Gospel according to St. Luke, it says that Caesar Augustus, i.e. the Roman Emperor, orders census of the known world, meaning the Pax Romana. And therefore, everybody had to go back to his ancestral town to be registered, but there's no record of that in the Roman archives whatsoever. So St. Luke may well have invented that as a plot device to get Jesus born in Bethlehem. The thing is, that's David's town, and supposedly the Messiah, the anointed one, will be born in David's town. Well, it's Jesus of Nazareth, because of course then they flee to Egypt because King Herod is warned that a baby boy has been born who will overthrow him one day. So he orders that all male babes under the age of two be put to the sword. But Joseph, the carpenter, who's married to Mary, they manage to flee to Egypt and they spend a few years there. And when it's safe, then they return and all the rest of it. Oh, yeah. How about the Magi, the wise men? It doesn't say kings in the Bible. It says the Magi were like priests of the Zoroastrian religion, actually. The three kings came there, Caspar, Balthazar, and Melchior. And that's why in Germany, or indeed Romania, are at both the doorposts for this year. They put 20 over here and 25 over here for the forthcoming year, 2025. And in the middle, B plus C plus M, as in Balthazar but Caspar plus Melchior, giving the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, leading those evangelical, whatever, pastor frauds to say, well, they love baby Jesus, they brought him gold. If you love Jesus, bring me gold. And so forth. Right, so Christmas, well, eating turkey. But, you know, we've only had turkey in Ireland for like 400 years since people brought it back from America. I don't know what used to eat goose. Speaking of friends in Spain where they eat fish, Romania often they eat pork and so on. Anything you want. I like the stuffing. Yeah, well, pulling the crackers, getting those little paper crowns, a joke, things like that. Santa Claus. Is Santa Claus true? Well, I can prove Santa Claus is true because many years ago, digital watches had just been invented. And though I knew there was this girl who was then about 10 years old and she really wanted a digital watch. She didn't believe in Santa Claus, that kind of silly stuff. But parents said, we're against digital watches. No, nay, never, never, negative, not possible, nuh-uh, no. 1,000 times no. They would never buy a digital watch because if she got a digital watch, she would never learn how to tell the time properly with clocks with the big hand and the little hand. So digital watches, you'll never get one of those. And guess what Santa Claus brought her? A digital watch. So it had to be true. That proved it. There was no way on earth her parents would ever purchase a digital watch for her. So there we go. Santa Claus, based on St. Nicholas, this Greek saint from what's now Turkey, surprising his daughters by giving them presents and things like that. So, so St. Nicholas, as he is in the Netherlands. So Santa Claus is really a corruption of St. Nicholas, or just St. Nick. What else would he be known as? Father Christmas, a bit old-fashioned. Moș Crăciun in Romania, old man Christmas, or Moș Cerilă, like old man freeze in the communist era. They want to directly allude to Christianity. Or in Russia, Ded Moroz, as in Grandfather Frost, who goes around with Snegurochka, which is roughly Little Snowy, his granddaughter. So idea of him wearing this red suit that comes from a 1930s Coca-Cola advert, previously often wore green. So go back to the pagan era in Scandinavia, bringing the Yule log this time of year. Remember, in less sunny climes, the leaves shed their trees. There's not enough sunlight to sustain them, to make it worth the photosynthesis, but the pine trees retain their needles. You know, coniferous ones, the deciduous ones, have lost their leaves. So bring that in, a reminder of greenery in a very dark time. Now, I know winter makes a difference to us now, but imagine hundreds of years ago with no electricity, without proper heating, without proper lighting, very, very dispiriting. You need something to bolster your spirits in Christmas. So let's make a big effort. We've got to be inside most of the time because it's cold and dark. Which contrasts sharply with summer. We don't really need a festival because we're happy anyway. What else about a Christmas this way and that way, cheering ourselves up? So yes, I do like it, but people eat rather too much. Is there anything else? The sort of Christmas ham we didn't like that over much, but way too much turkey boiling up, eating it for the next few days. Christmas pudding, that fruit cake, pouring brandy on it in a blue flame and carrying it all the way around the table. So Santa Claus come in the middle of the night. By a miracle, he can deliver presents to a billion children in one night, be they all there simultaneously. Come down the chimney. What if you don't have a chimney? I suppose he comes in the door. But he does come in the chimney. Well, how come burglars don't get in the chimney? Isn't he way too obese? How would you fit in? It makes me think of the water babies having to starve prepubescent boys so they could fit up the chimney. Anything else about Santa Claus? So, yeah. Some little children find him rather frightening. Does he live in the North Pole? I mean, there's some place in Sweden that claims he lives there. Flying in his magic sleigh through the sky, pulled by the reindeer. And then there's that song, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Okay, so I know it's true because we always used to leave out carrots and a bucket of water for the reindeer. Most of it was gone in the morning. Some Christmas cake and brandy for him. And that was mostly gone in the morning. Yet more proof he was there. But it'll only come if the children are asleep, so you never ever get to see him. And you can go and meet Santa Claus. Yeah. So that's it. He's got his elves, and the elvish wonders are fantastic. The toys they make in their workshop near the North Pole. Some children used to write letters to them. J.R. Tolkien's children used to write letters to them, and he used to write them letters. Well, sorry, Santa Claus used to write them letters back. So that is Santa Claus. Okay, going to church in the crib with the Blessed Virgin and her baby laid in a manger because they went to the inn. There was no room at the inn, but the innkeeper allowed them to stay in the stable with the oxen and the donkeys looking on. So it's something of the humility of this humble birthplace for someone who Christians believe is fully God and fully human. He was begotten as he's conceived, but it's not a physical event. He's not created. He really is God's son. Bit of a conundrum. How can he be fully human and fully divine at the same time? Well, the finite cannot contemplate the infinite, as Immanuel Kant said. Us lesser mortals, with our very limited cognitive capacity, how can we possibly comprehend God? And that's the idea. Right, that's probably enough theology, so I do like it. Time to spend a day with friends and family. People don't usually have time to see, yeah? So, but everybody's free at the same time, so that's a good thing. And it's surprising how many shops are open and not just petrol stations on Christmas Day, but no public transport, that's a treat. All right, everybody, so I will watch the King's Speech. So, yeah, the carols from King's College Chapel in Cambridge, they're magnificent. So would love to see them in live one day. All right, goodbye, everybody, and Merry Christmas.